This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget, God Accepting Me, Part 47. Today, we're looking at Acts, the second chapter, verses 38 and 39. I'll bring you verse 37 for a little bit of context. But let me try and paint the picture for you. All of the disciples, in fact, there were 120 of them, and they were in the upper room. And suddenly, they hear the sound of a rushing wind. And then what appeared like tongues of fire landed on their heads. And they were filled full of the Holy Spirit. And when they left that place, people thought they were drunk. Yet they were speaking in other tongues, in other languages, languages that the people outside could understand. And they were astonished. And the Bible tells us that 3,000 people were added to the number of followers of Jesus that day. And then Peter is out on the streets. Now, before I tell you about that, I've been looking into this. 3,000 were added that day. Today, there are an estimated 2.2 billion believers. And I said billion, not million. 2.2 billion believers. Worldwide. That is amazing. And that's not counting those who have died, those who have gone to be in glory. Doesn't count them at all. It's talking about people today. 2.2 billion people follow Jesus. As I say, Peter was preaching the word. Now, this is the miracle. Peter was a fisherman. He was uneducated. Paul, the apostle, we know, was educated to a very high degree because he was a lawyer. He was also a tent maker. But Peter was a fisherman. Listen to this. He'd spent his life fishing. He was burly. He was strong. I look at my fist and I double the size of my fist, and that gives me some indication, I believe, as to what Peter, his fist looked like. He was a burly man. And he was mending his nets one day when this guy comes along and says, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Peter dropped what he was doing immediately and began to follow Jesus straight away. He probably didn't even know why he was doing it, but he knew he had to do it. And now the Lord has been crucified. He's appeared to the apostles. They are filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit, filled full to completion of the Holy Spirit. And Peter begins to preach. And the wisdom that comes out of his mouth, we know it didn't come from him. It came from Almighty God. Verse 37 of the second chapter of Acts says this: Peter's words pierced their hearts. And they said to him and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter replied, each of you, must repent, must turn away from your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you and to your children and even to the Gentiles, all who have been called by our Lord, our God. And then the Bible says, Peter continued preaching for a long time, strongly urging all his listeners, save yourself from this crooked generation. I could go on and on and on. But there he is, Peter, evangelistically speaking to the people, and I can imagine those crowds gathering. And I can also imagine the Sanhedrin, the scribes, the Pharisees, all looking in astonishment and thinking, hang on, we've just killed Jesus. Yet look what's happening now. Oh my goodness. No, we've got to do something about this. And so a little later on in Acts, they try to arrest Peter. He goes on and on. But Peter's message, the essence of which is these verses, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you and to your children. Listen to that. And even to the Gentiles, that's us, who are not Jewish by birth. All who have been called by our Lord, by our God. Beloved, this is a really important message. For whatever portion of your life you're in, if you're at the beginning of your life, if you're in the middle of your life, if you're near the end of your life, it doesn't make any difference at all. This message is so important. That the first thing we have to do is to repent, is to turn away from the sin that plagues us. We have to turn away from sin in general. We have to turn away from and repent from sinning and ask the Lord to help us do that. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's unimportant what is going on. It really is of little importance. As I was saying on the program yesterday, sin is sin is sin. I want you to try and picture a field of grass. Now lie down in that grass and look at the grass individually. Look at each stem of grass. You could well be lying in a grass that is very tall and not mown. But you're lying in that grass. Now, if you take a shot of what that field looks like from the air, you will see a field of green. But if you're lying there, you can see some really tall pieces of grass. Imagine that sin. So in one field, you might see tiny, tiny stems of grass. That's a tiny little sin. And in the field you're lying in, you see these huge, tall stems of grass. That's bigger sin. But when you look from the air, you see a field of green where you're lying, and the next door field that has been mowed, you're seeing a field of green, exactly the same, identical in every way from the air. And God looks down at us and sees our sin as blades of grass. Your sin might be tiny, 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 might be practically nothing. Your brother's sin might be huge. To God, it makes no difference, because he sees it exactly the same, either tiny or huge. Makes no difference to him. Sin is sin. And when he said the wages of sin is death, that is exactly what he meant. But the message here is wonderful. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the repentance of our sin, by turning to the Lord Jesus Christ, asking him to forgive us of our sin, we can be filled full of the Holy Spirit. And this promise is not only to you, but to your children, to your kids. Beloved, are you hearing this message? Because it's so important today. It is so vital that we get hold of this. So great that we can understand it. We need to repent. Sometimes we're sinning and we don't even know it. So then we ask God to show us. We ask him to point it out to us so that we can see it, we can understand it. And the Lord gently convicts us of sin. Satan, on the other hand, condemns us for sin. And all I can say to that is he's a fine one to talk. But through that conviction, through that repentance, through that knowledge of following Jesus, keeping our eyes well and truly fixed on Jesus. And there are 2.2 billion believers in this world who are doing what we're doing. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that incredible? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pray that we jointly and together repent of the sin in our lives. And what I want you to do is to say amen at the end. That's all you've got to do, is to say amen. Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Yeshua. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my brothers and sisters around the world. Lord God, we repent of our sin. We turn away from our sin in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us. We ask you, Jesus, to make us brand new. Thank you, Lord. And all you've got to do now is say those words. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, fill us full of your Holy Spirit now, I pray. Bring your love and your joy and your peace. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Lord God, that is who you are. And that is what you do. But Father, we recognize that if our sin is great, or if our sin is tiny, 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 To you it makes no difference. And we turn away from it. Father, give us the aid we need. Give us the help we need. Father, pour wisdom into us now in the mighty name of Jesus, so that we know what we are doing, so that we keep our eyes well and truly fixed on your Son, Jesus. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Peter replied, "Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you and to your children and even to the Gentiles, who have all been called by the Lord our God." Amen and amen. If you would like to comment on this Hour One nugget, I'd love to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org. That is the email address. studio@worshipradio247.org. Amen and amen.